Deserve serious political parties. Narkes demands immediate end to alleged abuse of free education grants. In international news, African Union adopts a resolution describing slavery and colonization as crimes against humanity. In sports, Fadila Shamika secures gold at All Africa Senior Badminton Championship.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Electoral Commission of Zambia Chairperson Mwangala Zalumbis has urged political parties to appoint credible and committed leaders, saying Zambians deserve serious players in the country's political landscape. Speaking during an interview, Ms. Zalumbis said political parties must take responsibility for selecting leaders who will not abandon their positions at critical moments, particularly during elections. Ms. Zalumbis stressed that it is the duty of political parties to ensure they entrust such sensitive roles to individuals who are loyal and committed to the party's ideals. Ms. Zalumbis added that if parties are not satisfied with their office bearers, it is within their mandate to replace them with individuals they can trust to manage party affairs responsibly. Addressing concerns that internal disputes, including injunctions against party officials, could affect nomination processes and ultimately voter choice, the ECZ chairperson maintained that such matters fall strictly within the internal management of political parties. She warned that poor internal management within political parties has broader national consequences.
I think it's up to the political parties to choose people who are committed to their ideals of that political party, that the Secretary General is a serious person who is not going to abandon ship, who is going to ensure that that political party is represented, who is going to ensure that that political party has credible people to stand. So are you telling us that these Secretary Generals are not credible enough, that they should not be holding those positions? So whom are we going to trust? Whom do they trust? We hope that there's enough trust and credibility in a political party when they say that this is our Secretary General, they are comfortable with their Secretary General.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, has called for an immediate end to what it described as a systematic abuse of free education grants within the Ministry of Education. NACES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa said the grants were introduced to support teaching and learning in public schools and not to fund administrative workshops and other activities that do not directly benefit learners. He said the organization first raised concerns about the alleged misuse of funds in July 2023, but claims the practice has continued. Mr. Chansa referenced a 2014 Ministry of Finance report which revealed widespread misapplication of education funds, warning that similar trends appear to be recurring. He clarified that head teachers should not be blamed, stating that many operate under instructions from higher authorities. The organization has further alleged that some district education board secretaries are directing schools to use grant funds for activities unrelated to learners' welfare, including teaching service commission sittings. The organization has called for an immediate halt to the alleged diversion of funds, an independent audit of school grants across all districts, protection for head teachers from what it terms unlawful directives, and prosecution of officials found responsible.
Deeply concerned at the rampant abuse of the free education grants within the Ministry of Education, and this abuse has continued even after we publicly and privately raised this matter within the Ministry of Education, and also after a report in 2024 that showed alarming levels of abuse. More than 356 million kwacha then was stolen, was misused by officers in the Ministry of Education. It is saddening that even today this abuse has continued. It has gone to levels where senior officers in the ministry are now even forcing schools to use grants to support illegal activity, and we think that this is not good. And it is also shocking that the minister is quiet about this widespread abuse of resources.
In another development, agriculture expert Edify Hamukale has raised concern over the environmental impact of tomato production in Zambia, warning that the heavy reliance on wooden stakes is contributing to deforestation. Dr. Hamukale said tomato, scientifically known as Solanum lycopersicum, is one of the most widely consumed crops globally and is eaten daily as a vegetable. However, he noted that the plant spreading and lateral growth habit, rather than an upright structure, makes staking a necessary agro-economic practice, especially for intermediate varieties. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Hamukale explained that staking keeps plants off the ground, improves air circulation, reduces the risk of airborne diseases, prevents fruit rotting, and makes harvesting easier by creating passages between plants. He added that staking can increase marketable yields by between 18 and 25% while improving fruit quality. Dr. Hamukale cautioned that the widespread use of natural wooden stakes, often sourced from the nearby forests and woodlands, is placing pressure on Zambia's forest resources. He urged farmers to adopt alternative staking methods to reduce dependence on wood.
To address the environmental impact of staking, I would suggest alternative methods of staking that reduce the need for wooden stakes. And this includes having reusable stakes or switching to long-lasting materials like metal, plastic, or sturdy reusable wood stakes. That can help reduce deforestation. So you see, while staking actually increases marketable yields by 18 to 25% of your harvest and improves fruit quality, which is very good, the environmental cost of using wood highlights the need for more sustainable, long-term, and potentially non-wood-based agricultural practices. So we need tomato, but let's pay attention to how many trees we are cutting just to produce tomato. So we need to limit this.
Four men have been detained in Zimba District in connection with the suspected theft of a bull valued at 40,000 kwacha. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident, saying the report was received on February 14, 2026, from Mr. Mike Mudenda of Nakowa Compound in Zimba Township. Mr. Namalongo said the white bull branded 4Y7F is believed to have been stolen between February 12th and 13th, 2026, from Katamba Village in Chief Nwaya's area of Kazungula District, where the complainant operates his farm. The commanding officer explained that the animal was later recovered from a nearby bush after alert community members became suspicious of a green Toyota Sprinter motor vehicle found in the area. The vehicle, registration number AJC8862, was allegedly being used to transport the stolen animal. Mr. Namalongo further disclosed that upon questioning, the driver and three other occupants were found in possession of assorted items, including a chain block, a scale, plastics, and knives. He added that the four suspects, aged between 28 and 43, were apprehended and later escorted to Zimba Police Post, where they are currently detained. Mr. Namalongo further revealed police impounded the motor vehicle while the recovered bull has been secured as an exhibit. He added investigations are ongoing and efforts are underway to apprehend another suspect believed to have fled the scene. In international news, African Union leaders meeting at a two-day summit in Addis Ababa have adopted a resolution that describes slavery, deportation and colonialism as genocide and crimes against the people of Africa. Chairman Mahmoud Ali Yusuf also called for an end to what he called the extermination of the Palestinian people. The conference recognized colonization.